Well, Micheál, all the talking done at this stage. You had your last training session last night. Now all set.
Yes, Tom. You know, we're looking forward to. I mean, you know, it's a huge occasion for the girls. I mean, and you know, for ladies football in the county to be back in Ulster final. I mean, and you know, these girls in a huge amount of work since last beginning of November, and that, and you know, basically that's where we want to be when we start at the beginning of the year, to be in an Ulster final and hopefully to go on and win it.
And Hal, tell me, how has preparations gone since the semi final against Armagh?
Yes, Tom. I mean, you know, that game, you know, was a game of two halves. That mean it was a huge wind up in that night in Greencastle. That mean, but I mean, in fairness to the girls, and it probably shows that, you know, the commitment and the hunger and the mental strength of these girls that came from 1-8 at half time to no score down to come to turn it around in the second half and win it. So basically, you know, we took a lot from that, like, basically, and you know, we want to build on that now for Sunday, and basically, and preparations have gone very well. The girls have put in a huge effort in the last few weeks. I mean, and you know, I think they're up for the game. They look hungry. I mean, and you know, they look very fresh, and hopefully they can deliver on Sunday on the pitch.
I know you're without Shannon McGrady and Kate Keeney, both injuries, both big misses. Anybody else?
No, Tom, as you rightly said, Kate and Shan are the two that basically are out injured. But out from that, we have a strong panel all year, and I mean, and you know, basically, you know, we have a very strong team going out again tomorrow. I mean, it's very much nearly the same team that started against Armagh. I mean, but you know, we'll be looking to the girls on the pitch and probably over five subs that come in to do a job for us. And basically, if they play to their potential, and basically we can get enough football into the two girls in the full forward line, Yvonne and Geraldine, I mean, you know, definitely we'll ask huge questions of Monaghan. And I think, you know, the middle of the field area, you know, that diamond shape from centre half back to centre half forward and the two girls in midfield, that's going to be a big area for us. And, you know, that's what the game is going to be won and lost tomorrow.
Tell me, how easy was it, or how difficult was it to select the team?
And that, you know, there's always girls pushing. I mean, you know, and basically you bring girls in, basically, you know, to do a job and maybe pick up a player, that sort of stuff. And you know, definitely, you know, I mean, probably maybe, you know, three or four girls there that's probably disappointed they're not in. But I mean, look, they'll be in before the game is over tomorrow. It's always very difficult to pick a team when you're an Ulster champion.
Tell me, playing Monaghan, obviously they've been the benchmark. I think it's what, 17th or 18th final in a row. You know, Donegal beat them 2 years ago, so they'll certainly be up to gain revenge.
Oh, definitely, no doubt about that. I mean, you know, basically like Dublin in the men's football, I mean, I suppose Monaghan in the ladies' football has been, you know, the kingpins of Ulster football for the last number of years, and have won so many Ulster titles. I mean, and, you know, they definitely rightly said to be looking for revenge for 2015, and also probably for the league this year. I mean, you know, we beat them blown tournament. But look, I mean, every game is different, and every game has to run on the pitch, and, you know, we have a huge amount of talent in our ranks. And I mean, and, you know, when they, you know, put the 15 against their 15, I mean, you know, I'd have to say basically Donegal has as good of players, not better players, and you know, we feel that we have the players to do the business for us tomorrow.
Yeah, and of course you've taken some big scalps already this year. You've beaten Cork in the league, you beat Monaghan, as you say, in the league. You went within a point of beating Cork in a league final, so Donegal are up there now, aren't they?
Oh yes, I mean, and rightly so. And I mean, and you know, Donegal girls are starting to get the reward for all the hard work they did, because, you know, they put in a huge amount of effort. And you know, you can talk about the management team and the backroom team. I mean, but I mean, it's these girls that does the work. I mean, they go out and they have to put in on the pitch every day, on the training pitch, and you know, they have done, you know, some serious amount of work right over the winter months. I mean, you know, doing four basically nearly, you know, three nights of training and about maybe two nights in the gym. And you know, it's a huge commitment from these girls. And you know, hopefully, you know, that they get the reward, you know, come tomorrow evening, that we'll come back to Donegal Ulster champions.
And tell me, what type of game are you expecting?
I mean, in fairness to Monaghan, I mean, you know, Monaghan, you know, are light, they're fast footballer. I mean, I expect it to be an open game, a fast game. I mean, and basically, you know, it'll be a shootout between the forwards. You know, they'll be looking to Kieran McInnesby and Kevin Monaghan in the full forward line, and we'll be looking to Yvonne and Geraldine in our forward line. And you know, it's basically the amount of supply of ball that comes into these two players. That basically, you know, and that's why I said that the midfield area is going to be a huge area for us in the game tomorrow. And that, so I mean, you know, definitely, I mean, it'll be open, it'll be fast, and that, and you know, the weather looks like it's going to be a dry day, and I mean, I think it'll suit both teams.
Are Donegal ready, really ready?
Yes, we're ready, and you know, we think that basically, you know, we're in a great place, and you know, we're very hungry. I mean, we're back in an Ulster title, and you know, coming on Sunday evening, that we'll come back to Donegal with the cup.